You're listening to Stock Car Radio. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. All right, I have got my notes back together. God bless the producers that give you 50 pages of information to sift through. And when you don't get to watch the race, you're like a bat. You're blind. But here is a good piece of information. You're listening to Stock Car Radio. Stephen Cole Smith on the line from Motorsport.com. He's the editor-in-chief. Did you know that cops pulled over Kyle Busch for speeding and disrespectful attitude? Steve, did you know that?
I heard that that happened, but it's amazing. I haven't read the story except the headline, but a disrespectful attitude from one of the Bushes? I just can't imagine that's true.
Bush was ticketed for going 60 in a 45 when he was stopped on April 29th at 7:45 Eastern Time while driving through northeast suburban Charlotte. This is at least the third traffic citation Bush has received in the last 8 years. Kyle Busch was cited for speeding going 128 in a 45 zone 3 years ago. In 2006, he was cited for reckless driving in Richmond, Virginia after chirping his tires, big deal, while exiting a gas station. Come on, how many times have I done that? And you were a cop. You should know about that.
That's true, but I mean, I probably somebody was not an M&M's or a Toyota fan, some cop that pulled him over. I mean, does it say what he was disrespectful about? I mean, was he just being Kyle Busch and I'm too busy to deal with this crap right now? What did he say?
Let's see. Here we go. North Carolina Highway Patrol trooper who issued the speeding ticket from above, let's see here, made sure to point out that Bush's disrespectful attitude was mentioned on the citation. Bush reportedly told the trooper that he thought the speed was 55, according to the state trooper here. No court date has been announced, and Bush has thus far refused to comment on the incident. 60 and a 45. I do that daily.
I have never done that. I would never exceed the speed limit ever, says the guy whose car insurance is up for renewal in about a week. I would not even think about it.
You know, I was at a Starbucks getting coffee the other day, and this cop comes in, and I had just passed... Look, I have a radar detector, and believe me, I drive a lot. You know, my other show I do is called The Drive. So right. I get passed by a cop that was doing pretty high speeds. And I was thinking to myself, uh-oh, someone's getting in trouble. And sure enough, not too far up the road, I see him pull over, run out in the middle of this crazy traffic and grab, you know, something had fallen out of the back of a truck, right?
I thought you were going to say the Chihuahua. Didn't you guys have a Chihuahua that... shut down the whole LA freeway like a few days ago?
Oh yeah, that was pretty sad, but anyway. Yeah. But anyway, so the guy, you know, I thought that was pretty brave. He didn't even have I don't know why, but he didn't even have his emergency lights on. He just kind of was, you know, risking his life. But
wow.
I see him a little while later. I'm getting coffee and he comes in and he's standing there next to me. So, I have to talk. And I say, "Why didn't you put your lights on?" He goes, "I figured I could just run out and grab it." I said, yeah, but still, I mean, everybody out there on Central California out on I-5 is going 85, 90 miles an hour. So it might have been a good idea to let them know there's something going on. Here I am giving the cop advice, right?
And I tell you, he doesn't live in Florida because 20 miles from my house about a week or two ago, and not to bring it down, there was a Highway Patrol officer, a 30-year-old female, whose fiancé was going to ask her to marry him that night, who got killed when she was at a traffic stop. A truck went out of control, killed her and the wrecker driver and the Good Samaritan. So, man, I would ask this guy to reconsider if he's listening. It doesn't take much effort to turn those lights on, and it's going to help you a little bit.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you the rest of the story on the other side, but yeah, that's unfortunate. Anyway, I'll finish telling you real quick. I said to him, by the way, how fast can I go out there on the highway? He says, I wouldn't go more than 80, and it's 70-mile-an-hour speed limit listed, right? And I looked at him and smiled. I go, all right, that's good. So 10 over, I guess, is acceptable.
That's generally a 10 over, unless it's the day before quota to turn in your ticket.
All right, hang tight. It is Stock Car Radio. Steve and I will be right back. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction. Visit BarrettJackson.com.